You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dante, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for me, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome down to number two, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 9 p.m. to midnight, and we are in the Central Time Zone, 10 to 1 a.m. Eastern. And that's where our next guest is, and he's up late, and of course, 7 to 10 Pacific. And thanks for joining us at our new home on the Common Sense Show, Dave and Annie here. And our thanks again to Mike Adams for a very interesting and informative hour. And this hour will prove to be no less interesting and also extremely informative with our next guest, Robert Griswold, who is hard to describe him in words. But I hate to use the word survivalist because that's an overused term, but he's going to tell us how to survive what's coming. And let me just set the tone for this before I bring Robert in. I went through the three debt scenarios with Mike Adams in the last hour, the quadrillion derivatives, the $240 trillion unfunded liabilities. And don't get mad at me, Social Security recipients and Medicare recipients. I think you're entitled to this because you had a contract with the government. And, of course, the $18 trillion deficit. There's no way we can keep this party going for much longer. The elite know it. They're buying up gold like crazy. They have been since April of 2013 when Goldman Sachs facilitated short-selling gold. It's ready to happen, folks. And we need to talk about how we can best, as individuals and our families and our localized communities, in other words, a few neighbors on either side of you, how we can best get through this. And talking to us about this tonight is Robert Griswold. Robert, thanks for joining us. And I know when we talked earlier this weekend, you told me you had been in 40 countries, and you've got quite a long and extensive background in this area, don't you?
Yes, I believe it was 42 countries. But first of all, I want to thank you for having me on, and it was also a pleasure to listen to Mike Adams. It always is. Mike, as well as my wife, both my wife is a certified natural health care professional as well as a naturopath doctor. And you know the whole theme of that, of just we prepare for ourselves. You know, I've been asked so many times when I go to a doctor, who's your primary health care provider? And I look at them and I say, well, I am. And they look at me like I have a third eye or something. If I'm not the one who's taking care of my health as a primary person doing it to make sure that I eat right, I sleep right, I drink the right water, I'm not eating poison foods, then that doctor sure is not going to do it. So I think Mike has a very, very valid point. We are responsible for it because what is coming, as you said, there's no way that we can meet these financial obligations we have. $250 trillion. Now, from what I understand, a large portion of that is in oil contracts that are based at $80, $90 a barrel for oil. And so there's a huge exposure in this market right now, and I personally expect to see some catastrophic fallout from it. So, yes, ready-made resources, we've been in business 18 years doing this. We live on a working homestead. We try to incorporate as many earth skills as we can on our property, from everything from organic gardening. We grow extensive amounts of food where we use non-hybrid seeds, non-GMO seeds, no chemical fertilizers, no chemical poisons. As I tell people, we have our four-legged fertilizer factories that walk around our property. And plus, we recycle everything. You know, that's the amazing thing about nature, the way God has set it up. is that everything can be recycled if we're willing to do it. And so that's our goal and our vision. And, you know, with that, we try to help people achieve these goals for themselves, that they, too, can become self-sufficient, because that will be the thing that drives people into these FEMA camps is need. It's the same thing that brought the Jews out of the Warsaw Ghetto was food. They needed it. The Germans promised them their marmalade and bread. If they only came out, they would give it to them, but you have to board the train.
Yeah,
so, and we know that story.
Yeah, and that story could very well repeat here. You heard me reference with Mike in the last hour about the camps that are being set up under the auspices, supposedly, of medical treatment for a pandemic like Ebola, which never materialized. And you also heard me mention every major league sports league and all of the malls in North America under Simon Properties, which is the largest owner, have agreed to turn their facilities into detention camps in times of national emergency. So it's coming. It truly is. What do you think the catalyst will be? If you were to say, hey, I think that the dollar will dive when this happens, what do you think that'll be?
Well, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but I think I'm a reasonably smart guy, and that I can look at the news and look at it and see. I mean, we have North Korea here threatening us with EMP attack. We see an increasing amount of cyber warfare going on where we're attacking other nations' infrastructures. They're attacking ours. We're seeing power outages, the Detroit power outage, which was alluded to be a cyber attack, shutdowns of websites or banking. That could be a catastrophic change overnight, either one of those two events. We see these escalating war tensions around the globe. In fact, I actually believe we're in World War III now. It's just the bombs haven't started falling, but we are engaged in an actual full-scale war in the cyber arena. We see this ethnic and religious violence growing, tension between different peoples, this flood of Islamic terrorism into our country. We have open borders where anything can come across our border. We see these natural disasters increasing. I mean, just in Connecticut, what have they had, half a dozen earthquakes in the last week? And then we have an American people who are actually asleep. It's a staggering statistic, Dave, when you realize that one in five Americans, one in five, are on some kind of mind-altering drug. So with all those things put together, as well as the economic collapse, I think it's not going to be one issue that brings about this collapse. I think it's going to be a orchestra, a symphony of things coming together at this specific time to create the perfect storm that it's going to overwhelm people. Overwhelm them. You know, people ask me first and foremost, and I want to say this first and foremost. I mean, I as a Christian person, I need to be right with God. I need to have that part of my life right, so that I can walk in peace and walk in tranquility and have that peace that is going to escape so many people as we see these catastrophic events come upon this planet. And I, first of all, that's my goal, is to say I want to walk with God. And then what can I do to cut the ties of government dependency? And that's what I think Ready Made Resources, what we do, where we've lived that life for the last almost 19 years now on a working homestead in eastern Tennessee. So to answer your question, I think it's going to be a perfect storm. I think there's so many more things that are coming about. You mentioned Ebola. Just look what happened. You remember the stories that were coming out, Ebola in Africa, how they tried to quarantine people, and they couldn't keep the quarantine because they ran out of food. And yes, when that happens, and people get desperate, that's one of the things I've seen overseas, is when people get desperate, they're willing to do anything. You know, there was a book that came out a couple years ago, and I think it's worth reading. It's
Robert, we got to cut away. I apologize. We come back, we'll pick it up about that book. Stay tuned,
yes,
Everybody. We will see you on the other side. We'll be right back.
The JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Comment Show. I'm just your host here along with Andy DeRiso, our news director. Andy's news segment will be coming up in hour number three. Our present guest is Robert Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. Just a terrific set of, I hate to say it, but prepper gear, survivalist gear, basically how to just live better and healthier. Robert, before we go back and talk about the book that you brought up going into the break, let's tell everyone about your website and what kind of things are available there.
Sure. Well, you know, what we try to do is if you were to look at readymaderesources.com, it's sort of a pictorial representation of the way we live. We have, I guess you could say, something for everyone from agricultural farming, you know, on the homestead, water filtration. We have storage foods. And then, again, teaching people how to grow their own food. We have security things, night vision equipment, protective masks. Outdoor equipment. There's over 5,000 products on there. We do a lot with alternate energy. In fact, our whole ReadyMade Resources store in Eastern Tennessee, which we welcome people to come by and see because it is on our property, so they can actually come and look. They can shop at our store and then come and look at and see how a working homestead operates. Our store is operated 100% on solar energy. So we produce everything that we use in our store as far as electricity is concerned. So, again, and we recommend all of that for people to start looking into and thinking because, again, need is what will drive you to do what you would not normally do. And if you can push what I call the panic zone back And the panic zone I described is running up to a brick wall when you have no supplies left. We've seen it happen. New Orleans, you hit the panic zone. We were talking about the people in Africa who ran out of food and they broke quarantine. And so anything that you can do to push that panic zone back further, whether it's food, the ability to filter water, the ability to solar recharge batteries, camera, cell phone, computer, maybe a weapon to protect yourself. One of the things we strongly recommend, it's very expensive, but having used it extensively, I can tell you, is night vision. Bad people do bad things at night. Having the ability to see at night and with current technology, night vision, it is incredible. Incredible how well you can see at night. So you have people sneaking around at night trying to do something, you can absolutely see them perfectly clear. So those are some of the things that we recommend people look into. And most of all, we recommend people learn. Mike Adams was talking about learn to garden, learn how to filter your water, learn to do these skills, reacquire them. In this modern digital society, we've lost those skills. And as referencing that book earlier, this is a very sobering book when you read it. It was written a couple of years ago by a guy by the name of Keith Lowe. It's called The Savage Continent, and it was the history of post-war Italy and Germany, and what happened because the infrastructure of those nations had been broken down, and what people did for food. And I'm going to read a little short quote from that book, and I want people to think about this as I read it. What would happen if some type of catastrophic cyber attack happened in America where water, food, electricity were all shut down? Would you fall into this category? Here's the quote. In the whole list of sordid human vices, I think none were overlooked in Naples during those first few months after liberation. Put that in myself. What we were witnessing, in fact, was the complete moral collapse of a people. They had no pride anymore or any dignity. The animal struggle for existence governed everything. Food. That was the only thing that mattered. Food for children, food for yourself, food at any cost of abasement and depravity. And after the food, a little warmth and shelter. Dave, during the break we mentioned, when it said any abasement and depravity, it really meant that people, I mean, there was nothing they would not do to feed themselves and feed them children. In fact, a lot of the times the parents would send the children out to do things that are almost unthinkable for the GIs of the Russians to acquire food. And that included, you know, there was a sharp rise on the social diseases during that time, right, after the war, that people traded the only thing they had. And so if we have this cyber attack, this economic collapse, what category are you going to fall into? Someone who has to trade what they have? Will you go to a camp where you'll be dictated to how you can live, when you can get up, where you can go? Or will you develop the skills necessary to say, worst case, I can do it for myself? And that was the American spirit for so many years, you know, that we can do it. We can learn. We can overcome obstacles. And today, you know, the government, we have fallen into that trap of the ease of having government take care of us, thinking that it'll be an endless supply of whatever we need, and we're seeing rapidly that is not the case, that the government is woefully equipped to take care of people during a disaster, and that we are going to have to learn to take care of ourselves. And so, again, that's what we strongly recommend, and ready-made resources, we carry a lot of the products, but a lot of the things we do carry are books, learning how to do things, and that's what we recommend for people. And that's why we say, if you're in Eastern Tennessee and you're near our store, stop by. We welcome you here. You don't have to buy something just to come and look and see around, because we raise all sorts of animals. We have all sorts of organic gardening, solar energy, and other things that we can teach about. Communication during a disaster. Do you have the ability to communicate with loved ones if the internet goes down or the cell phone stop working? There are ways to do these things if we just learn now and prepare now.
What kind of influence have you had on your neighbors? Are you finding that it's contagious?
You know, the welfare mentality has permeated the United States to a very, very large effect, where a lot of times people have had it so good for so long, and if something goes wrong, I mean, there's a government service to take care of them. And so it's difficult to say what kind of effect it had on my neighbors. We do have neighbors around us that are very much on board. And this is the one thing I recommend also, that people network. You know, during this collapse that's coming, and I don't think it's that far off, perhaps this year, it's shown historically that networking is what is really going to help bridge the gap. I can't do everything. I can't stay awake 24 hours a day to watch my property. I need help. And so as I network with my friends and neighbors, somebody has a skill that we can barter back and forth and use. And so, you know, it's a very valid point you say, is find those people around you. It might be in a church group. It might just be in a prepper group. I mean, where I live, there was just a big meeting with like-minded people to try to network together. And you might not be able to work with all of them, but you'll find certain people that do have those skills that you can network with. For mutual defense, what happens if there's, you know, a problem where you need to perhaps, you know, pick somebody up or take care of somebody? We had an incident like that 6-8 months ago where a particular husband was, you know, far away from home, and it's late at night, and I got a phone call saying the man's wife was alone at home, but there was flashlights. Somebody was walking around on their property, and they lived on a rather big piece of property, and he couldn't get there quickly. So because of that network, she knew she could call, and I came over to make sure everything was okay. Develop those networking skills now while you have time. Find the people that you can work with.
You know, your advice is so wise, because particularly for people who live in urban areas and can't relocate to a rural area, everyone is a potential enemy for you when food distribution stops.
You know, there's a book series that came out. It was another one. It was called the Going Home series, and there was like 5 books in the series. And it was about an EMP attack, and if people want to, you can download it, an audio or you know, the paperback. Caution, there is language in the book, but it is what happens after an EMP attack. And one of the quotes in the book really hit home. It's like the one main character of the book was prepared for the EMP attack, and how quick everybody that was not prepared became a little collectivist just overnight. You know, it's not fair. You need to share.
Exactly. Let's hold that thought right there. We'll pick it up coming out of the break. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Robert Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com on the other side.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change Tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change Tea. So, are you drinking Life Change Tea? Interested? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Special guest Robert Griswold. We're going to give out those two numbers again. If you're away from your computer, radio station, or what have you, and you want to listen by phone, that number is 832-999-1763, 832-999-1763. And to be a part of the show, to call in, talk to us, talk to our guest, the number is 888-420-9890. That's 888-420-9890. Robert, let's just talk a little bit about night vision for a second here. We were talking during the break, and let's tell everyone why they might want to think about getting night vision.
Well, again, it's not. I strongly recommend either jump in all the way or don't jump in at all. There's cheap night vision out there, and it is cheap night vision. You can basically see just about as good with your own night vision as you can with that night vision. Good U.S. mil-spec, U.S. manufactured night vision is expensive. But as I told you from experience, if you were so inclined of an evil-natured person, a person with night vision, no weapon, just with night vision, could take everything you own away from you. All of your preps could go. And basically, they'll wait for the night. They'll start or they'll operate at night when your sleep fatigue comes in. And all they have to do is throw a rock at your window and break it. You're not going to go to sleep. You're going to be running around thinking about what's happening, who's out there. He'll go off and sleep for a couple hours, and he'll start breaking your sleep patterns up. And over 3 or 4 days, when they've done that, you'll be really fatigued, and then you'll start making mistakes. So a person with night vision is a force multiplier unlike any other piece of equipment you can buy, and I would even add even up to a firearm, because if you can see in the night, which modern night vision is amazingly good of how well you can see when you put it on, You know, you can also drive a car with it on. You know, if you unhook your, don't turn your headlights on, unhook your brake lights. And I'm only recommending this in worst case, and you needed to drive without being seen. You can drive with night vision on perfectly well. In fact, we used to own a property up in the mountains, and there's a lot of sharp cliffs on the side driving up there because we do live near the mountains, and I used to put the night vision on. Nobody's up there at night, and my wife would be panicked because she couldn't see where we were driving, and I could see perfectly well where I'm driving. So it is one of those things that, again, it's not cheap, but with proper night vision, and, you know, you can see most of them can be mounted on a firearm. And then, you know, you can either use it as a observation platform or a weapons platform mounted. And it is such a force multiplier. I cannot stress that strong enough.
Well, one of the things that really concerns me for people's welfare, and first of all, I should preface this by saying I live out in rural Arizona, about 2,000 people, probably within about 20 square miles. And we all have to shop in bulk because we live so far away from the nearest grocery store, about 15, 18 miles. And so we're fairly self-sufficient out here. Not everybody, but most of us. But in the city is where I'm really concerned for people, because if oil prices continue to plunge, we're going to begin to see shortages like they're seeing in Venezuela. And what kind of advice would you give to people in the city? If they can't get away to the rural areas, what kind of advice would you give to them?
Well, I'd say immediately start stocking water and food in your home. Again, it's that thing I call the panic zone. If you have a day's worth of food in your home, or the average American maybe 3 days, you're going to hit that brick wall called the panic zone rather quickly. And once you've hit it and you've run out of supplies in your home and you are then at the grace of some other person or agency, you don't want to be there. So today, I mean, doesn't matter where you start stocking up, you can find deals to purchase the bulk product just about anywhere today. You can, you know, I like, for myself, I like the Mountain House food. We not only sell it, but we have stockpiled it, you know, for our place. But then again, even in an apartment in New York, if you have a sun hitting a window, you can grow certain things. You know, food is not just a physiological need, it's a psychological need. So as you can expand also to put certain types of food in your diet, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, or even seasonings like basil, Mike was talking about. Not only is basil really good in food, but it's also a very, very good medicinal medicine. So basil grows very easily. Turmeric, we've just gone out and bought a couple little turmeric roots from the grocery store, and in my greenhouse, I've put them in big pots, and now I have more turmeric than I can use, because it's a rhizome, and it just keeps spreading, and you pull it up, and it keeps spreading. So there's a lot of things people can do, but first, food, water, make sure you have those bases covered, and then to see if you can grow anything where you live. Even if you have maybe even the possibility of having a community garden inside of a city, there are vacant lots where you might be able to have that, where you could get people together and grow a community garden. That's a possibility. You know, we're only restricted by our imagination and what we can do. And so think outside the box. You know, get creative. And turn the TV off, turn the video games off, because those are creativity killers. But get creative. There's all sorts of information online, books that you can get about how you can become self-sufficient as far as food is concerned. You know, one of the things we demonstrated in a video just the other day, Dave, is, and anybody can do these, and they can make a half a dozen of them up right now. You get a one-pint can. We buy them from Uline, uline.com. A one-pint can, it's like a little paint can, and we take a roll of toilet paper, pull the cardboard section out, cram the roll of toilet paper into the can, and then you take 1 quart of 70 or 90% isopropyl alcohol. What's that, 75, 80 cents? Pour it in the can, and you have a Sterno stove. So for a couple bucks, you can make these things up right now, and that allows you to boil water, heat your food, and the amount of heat that's on it will actually keep a smaller room from becoming bitter cold, because it'll put enough heat out to do that. We actually, if you go to, we have a YouTube channel, Robert Griswold, you can watch me make the stove right online, but that's all it takes is a little can, toilet paper, alcohol, $4 or $5. You make, you know, six of them up for $30, and put the lids on them, store them on your shelf, and then when you ever need them, just pop the lid off, and you can cook with them. All we did is got two little bricks and a little grill and put it across and with boiling water. As the stove runs out of alcohol, you can pour more alcohol in it, and the toilet paper just acts as a wick is what it is. So that was a little creative idea, and the world is filled with things like that that you can do. But so try it. It's very easy to do, and you can heat food in an emergency.
What about, do you have literature and do you hold seminars and teach people how to form alliances among neighbors? I mean, what would you recommend would be a way to start that?
Well, again, generally you can find people of like mind. Facebook is a wonderful resource, and other churches are wonderful resources. Now, a word of caution. Make sure you vet people out before you meet with them, agree to do anything with them. Be very cautious in approaching a new friendship or a survival group. There are stranger people out there that get involved with these. There are also agencies that try to, mine information out of people. So just be careful. But it's not that hard to form an alliance. You can usually tell somebody's like-minded to you very easily. So I'd say church groups. There's a lot of prep-minded people in church groups. There's all sorts of prep groups on Facebook. We can possibly link up with somebody. Again, first meeting, make sure it's public. See if you can get along with people. Don't ever meet with somebody privately. Those types of things. But again, start networking now. You don't want to network under stress because you'll be desperate and you'll pretty much do whatever you need to do. One thing you will see worldwide, you look at the history of need. When people fall into need, they do whatever will solve the problem. And I mean whatever. Don't need to go into the details, but I do mean whatever.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And it can be the most vile of human existence. When people are hungry, they will eat just about anything. We're going to step aside and come back for our last segment. Phone lines are open, and Robert Griswold is available. We'll continue with him after a word from his sponsors.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing features. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way. The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. We're still joined by our special guest, Robert Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. And Robert, very quickly, just tell people about your website again.
Well, again, as I said earlier, my website's kind of a pictorial representation of the way we live. I believe that every aspect of our lives should be able to be fulfilled by myself or network with local people to accomplish. It only makes sense. You know, I say this all the time. The best national security program our nation could have, if it was really interested in national security, are self-reliant people. I mean, think about it. How could you beat that? I mean, you could do just about whatever, but if everybody was self-reliant and did not need to be dependent on the government, it would almost negate the effect of a terrorist act outside of the immediate area. So, exactly. I mean, if the power went off and a majority of Americans knew how to acquit themselves without electricity, it negates the power of that terrorist attack. So, again, that's why I recommend, you know, strongly now learn, and network. And as we mentioned during the break, being able to communicate. It was nice that with that case I was saying, that lady who was home alone, and like I said, she was an attractive woman. So, you know, I thought maybe she had picked up a stray person that wanted to follow her home when her husband was away. And just to be able to communicate when I'm getting close, are you okay? Is everything fine? Because it's gonna change the way I approach the property. If everything, she's okay, I'm gonna approach it very slowly and deliberately. And again, I saw the people that we're talking about, but I didn't want to bother them. I mean, I had night vision on; I could see them. They can't see me, and I think they were just poaching. So I just let them go by because I didn't want to create an incident there. And they haven't ever been back. But, you know, if it had been different and I could communicate with her and something else was going on, then, you know, I would approach the property totally different and, protect my friend. So,
yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about setting up communications, because certainly being able to communicate with the outside world among your neighbors and friends and relatives is important. So what are some of the steps that people should think about going through to set up a communications network?
Well, first of all, again, as we spoke during the break, listening is your most valuable asset. So if you get a shortwave radio, you can buy a ham radio without a license, listen to it. You're not supposed to broadcast without one, but listen to it. And you can pick up a tremendous amount of information from shortwave radio and ham radio just by listening. Make sure you have a notepad nearby so you can take notes about what you're hearing. And during a crisis, you're going to see the ham radio waves really crackling with possibly valuable information of what's going on across the country, across the world. Same thing with shortwave. Now, if you are in a neighborhood and you need to talk to each other, you know, we sell them, but you can find them just about anywhere. They're Midland. It's the Midland 1050 radio. Now, I really like these radios because they're waterproof. You know, they have the standard channels to them. You can, you know, we sell it with an upgraded throat mic because if you're out, you might not want to hear people. You might not want to have people hear someone else talking to you, so you can talk through a throat mic and have an earbud. With any radio you buy like that, any of those handheld radios, we recommend this, and I really ask people to pay attention to this. We take the battery out of it that's in it. The batteries that come with them, any of them, brand A to Z, they're not any good. They're very weak, poor batteries. Most of them will take good AA batteries, and Panasonic makes the Analoop battery, which is an extremely good AA battery, Panasonic Analoop. Get them on Amazon, get them just about anywhere, and put those AA batteries in there. You'll have three or four times the power of the one battery that came from the factory, so you have longer broadcast time, longer out time without having to change the batteries. And the proprietary battery that they come with, unless you have another one of those proprietary batteries, which can be expensive, changing the battery in the field is problematic. Whereas if you change them out and just put the AA batteries in there, you can carry extra AA batteries with you. So if your radio goes dead, you can change out the batteries quickly and, again, listen. I also like the Midland radios because they have three power settings. This is the question I always hear. How far will your radio transmit? Well, in all cases, you want to transmit as small a footprint as you can and need to. You know, I think we as Americans, we want these 1,000-watt radios or something that can broadcast from here to California, which, you know, is problematic. But the smaller the footprint of the radio that it broadcasts, the less people can listen to you. So if you're on a piece, if you're on a homestead, 25, 30, maybe 50 acres, you set the thing on low setting. The radio batteries will last longer and less people can listen. So that's an excellent radio to listen to. Now, if you want to talk to people further away, you're going to have to go through and get ham radio. It's going to take a little bit of education to set up the correct antenna. There's all different types of antennas, dipole, directional antennas. And you can actually get these ham radios now that have repeater stations right in the radio. So somebody can broadcast in on UHF and broadcast out on VHF. And so you can actually rebroadcast and create a daisy chain effect for people send information long distances. But again, it takes a little education. You can find the information online. There's all kinds of radio clubs around where you can get information on ham radio. But just listening to ham radio, you're going to find out a lot of good information. And again, like I said, you know, wherever you set up your little radio station, listening station, have a pad of paper nearby so that you can take notes.
Yeah, the numbers that come to mind here is when we look at the derivatives debt, and this is why people are wondering why we did these 2 hours. The derivatives debt is over $1 quadrillion. That's about 16 times the estimated value of the entire planet. There is no way to pay this off.
None.
We are going to have a collapsed economy at some point in time. And I agree with you, Robert. I think it's sooner rather than later. I do think Mike was right in the first hour. Psychology has a lot to do with it. When people withdraw their support, that's when the bottom falls out.
Exactly. And we've seen that happen in different places around the world. Right now, Venezuela. I mean, the grocery shelves are empty. And it happened rather quickly. And so the event, when it happens, because of the way human nature of panic, when that psychological barrier is broken, the panic will drive the event quickly. And so supermarket shelves will be cleaned off quickly. We've seen that happen during hurricanes when people wait to the last minute and then they go and strip shelves, or, you know, after a disaster, people go in and just steal everything that's available because they want it. Why do you wait to that date? I just don't know. Again, you know, food, water, again, the ability to communicate. And if you have the budget, you know, the night vision, and then learn. Join a ham club. Find those friends that are like-minded. Learn how to garden. Gardening is not something you're going to do as a lifelong gardener, 18 years of organic gardening. It's not something you're going to put some seeds in the ground when push comes to shove and expect to produce anything worthwhile. We practice companion gardening. We practice rotational gardening. We use natural herbs and stuff to repel insects. And then sometimes I have to just go through the gardens and use what I call the CPR method, where I just squash them, you know, and get rid of them that way. But at the
CPR method, I like that.
Yeah, well, we're just the Japanese beetles, you know, they're hard to kill any other way, so I just go and squash them. But at the end of the year, we produce hundreds and hundreds of pounds of potatoes, tomatoes, corn. I think I had 20 gallons of cherries this year, and Tennessee's not known for growing cherries, but thousands of pounds of pears. We had pears everywhere, apples. We have walnuts, pecans. So it's we have a quite varied food supply that's out there. And
well, we have commercials too, Robert. We're just about out of time for this segment. This has been really, really informative, and we appreciate you joining us. We're going to have the archive up by tomorrow evening. We'll include links back to readymaderesources.com. And I recommend people that just start with one thing, but you need to start now. I'd say start with food, but start with one thing. Start now. Robert, this has been a very informative hour. Can't wait to get your wife on to talk about natural health care. And I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Well, quickly, if they can, if people want to call me tomorrow and have questions about the show or anything, feel free to give me a call at our 800 number.
Okay, I will put that out on our release tomorrow night as well, too.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Great talking to you. Thanks for joining us, and I'll be in touch soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Robert Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. Andy, this may have been the quickest 2 hours that we've ever done, and it's not going to be any worse for the wear. We come back, and the next hour, Andy's going to be bringing us the news. Stay tuned. We'll see you back here after a word from these sponsors and our local news.
Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.